Hello, Siddharth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Marriages and families are under assault. They're under attack. It's an all-out demonic war. My guest says there is a supernatural way to recapture your family and this generation. Next. This is Brenda Kuhneman, who's been a guest several times on the television show. You are known for talking about the power of words. Why is this so important?
Well, first of all, I like to say it like this. Don't become the devil's prophet with your mouth.
That's strong.
So don't become the devil's prophet with your mouth. And here's the thing. We have a tendency as human beings much of the time to lean on the side of the negative. The world is pushing in some kind of magnetic pull to pull us down, you know, like we're going downstream with the circumstances. So this is the tendency of most people. It is much easier to speak the circumstances, especially under pressure, emotional pressure, with your family, you know, because that's where it strikes home when it comes to people's homes, their marriage, their family, their children. And so what we as God's people have to do is develop the ability that in the moment we speak according to God, we speak according to faith, we speak according to His Word. And not only do we speak right, but we know how to declare right. And this is so important because words are very powerful. Words have the ability to create. You know, God didn't give creative ability of words to angels. He gave them to people. And so we have a weapon in our mouth. You have a weapon in your mouth to be able to decree a thing and command something and watch it be established. And this is an art, Sid, that people have to learn as believers on how to go from the natural human reaction to the divine reaction when we face something. This is so important.
Yeah. You have written a number of books, but why this book? Why now? And I might add, my staff says this is the best one you have ever done.
So, you know, families are under assault right now. And the culture is telling people that marriage doesn't matter. There's an all-out war on our children. Parents are more fearful right now about the outcome of their children. You know, you're almost kind of live apprehensive when your child graduates from high school to go into college. Do you want to send them to a university where they're teaching them to be atheists? So families are under attack. And so the reason I felt prophetically to put this particular writing for this time is parents, families, children, they need a weapon when they are under pressure. You know, your kid comes home and they announce to you they don't believe in God. When a spouse is going a different way, they're not serving God while you're serving God. These are the things, you know, we've pastored for two decades. So I've seen many, many things when it comes to the assault on a family. This book is so important right now because I feel like we have to fight back for the integrity of our families. We have to fight back. I don't believe God wants half family saved, half not. So the book is meant to be a weapon in the hands of people that in their moment of pressure, when they're hurting, when their children are hurting, when they're watching their family being assaulted unmercilessly by the devil, when they're seeing that, they have something to fight back with. And, you know, I put those declarations there for them so that when they're tempted to speak wrong, Sid, they'll grab a hold of it and say, no, I'm going to speak this and put this into the atmosphere.
Now, what people don't understand this, I want you to nail it. She nailed it in this book, let me tell you. How many different decrees are there?
There's 65 in the book, all about families.
Now, the thing that I want to understand is, explain what is the difference between mere words and a decree?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Now, it's important because we know as believers we should talk in alignment with God. So the beginning is learning not to let negative things come from your mouth. And I want to give you that. But the second part to it, Sid, is eliminating the negative words. Because you know what? We both know this scripture is quoted often. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those that love it eat the fruit thereof. Well, really, it's whichever one you love to speak the most. So it's not enough just to eliminate negative words. Then we have to learn to speak right words. We speak the word of God. But then there's another level, which I call commanding authoritative words, creative power in words. It's the same as when God gave the command, the earth was without form and void. God gave the command and said, let there be, or if you read it in the literal, it's light be. So He commanded light. This is how God has wanted us to pattern.
There was no wiggle room.
No.
If you will, God.
Right.
No.
Right.
Light be.
That's exactly right. That's it. You know, and so there's a command. And I really feel like this is where God wants to propel us, that we start putting authoritative orders out in the realm of the Spirit. You know, if the enemy is coming against your family, no, devil, get your hands off my children. Get your hands off their mind. I break your power. I command every spell, every hex, every vex, all oppression, all depression to go from my children, to go from my spouse. I break the power of rebellion. We have to get bold and start commanding like the patriarchs of the Bible, like the early apostles. And put those out at their orders into the realm of the Spirit that the devil, because they're backed by the Word of God, he has to obey.
What do you envision occurs when someone is speaking, proclaiming God's Word, especially those anointed prayers you've written out, but really, I mean, really proclaiming it with declaring it? What is going on in the invisible world?
Well, I can promise you this. If the curtain could be torn back and we could see what goes on behind this world that we can touch and feel, if we could see what happens behind, we would even feel more victorious than we even do just knowing what God has said, what He has promised, because the demons run in terror at the sound of our word. And as Sid, I'm reminded of a scripture in Luke, the 10th chapter, when the 70 came back to Jesus and said, Lord Jesus, even the demons are subject. They're subject to us in your name. And of course, the Bible says Jesus rejoiced. They realize, how were they subject? They were subject to what they were saying, that the authority behind the name of Yeshua, behind the name of Jesus, they were subject to that. So if we could see how the devil responds, the last thing he wants us to do is give him an order. That's the last thing. He wants to try to get us to speak what he prompts us to say. That's why I said at the beginning, don't become the devil's prophet. Prophesy for God. Prophesy what God has told you. And it's not a matter of feeling it, but the demons run in terror when they hear. Think about the angels. Psalm 103 said, they hearken to the voice of his word. So if angels are hearkening, all the more, think about what demons have to do. They have to sit back and they have to respond to what we decree.
Jesus said families.
Yes.
Are very, very important, but he said there's something even more important.
Yes, and of course that is putting the kingdom first, but Sid, I feel something right now that you're watching, someone you are watching, and I just see this by the Holy Spirit, that you've been in a place where it seems like you're like, Pastor Brenda, I hear what you're saying about the demons run in terror, but you do not know the circumstance that's going on in my life right now. And I just feel led by the Spirit to prophesy to you and let you know that there is progress. God says there's progress taking place, even concerning that child that has gone a different path than you planned. In fact, I see a pastor, a leader, you're watching, you're in the ministry, and your kid has taken a turn for the worse, and the Lord says, even right now, watch it turn around, says the Spirit, as you are decreeing a thing. For the Lord says, don't let the enemy make you think that progress isn't happening, for it is happening, says the Lord. And so right now, I need to stretch my hands toward you in this moment. I feel the glory of God coming upon you. And God says, your faith is not going to fail. You are right at the finish line, says the Lord. So hang on, hold on, and decree that thing, and it shall surely, listen to me now, it shall surely come to pass, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brenda, what are you seeing prophetically, and even in your own congregation where you and your husband Hank pastor there.
Yes. Well, here is what we are saying. People are hungry to see again. That's why I love your program. People are hungry for the supernatural. People are pressing in like never before for the glory of God. They're not bowing to the culture. People are fed up with that. They're not going to bow down to what's being purported in the news. They're fed up with that. And they are very, very determined about one thing, Sid, is they are determined that we are in, not it's not just coming, but that we are currently in the greatest supernatural move of God. We talk about moves of old. We talk about outpourings of the past. But we are prophetically in. And this is why we're seeing all of these things have to come to the surface in the culture to get exposed. It's like, you know, when you remodel a house, you got to let, clean it up, let the cockroaches run, and then you've got to get into a place where you bring in what God wants. And this is what we are not coming into. We are in. And this is what our congregation is hungry for. They're determined. They are sinking their teeth in that they'll have nothing short of a move of the Holy Spirit that is so divine that the secular world's going to have to report it. The media won't be able to deny it. The politicians are going to see it. In fact, I prophesied this. I was reading in my Bible just yesterday morning, and the Lord drew me back again to Saul when he was on the road to Damascus. Verse 1 and 2 of the chapter says that he was there breathing out threatenings. Two verses later, he was laying on the pavement on the road, and there he was seeing a bright light. I prophesy, and I know this to be fact, that we are going to see some mighty conversions. We are going to see people that breathed out threatenings against God's people, people that breathed out threatenings against your family, your children, your business. Come on, somebody. The people that pushed against you. We are going to see the greatest shift and turn, and hearts are going to be changed. That's what we're coming into. Mass salvations. Come on, salvations like we never seen before are coming on this nation and the nations of the earth. This is what we're coming into.
Well, you know, when you said that people that are the least likely on television are going to turn to the Lord, watch what happens to the late night comedians that are anti-God. Watch what's going to happen to them. Now, how would you like a legal no-fly zone for demons over your home and to create a heavenly atmosphere? Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I am going to have Brenda Kuhneman declare some of the decrees right from her book. And I'm going to tell you something. The demons will tremble. For instance, the first one I want you to decree is peace in our homes.
Yes.
Would you like the demons in your home to tremble when she declares this? Peace in your home.
Well, I want you to get in agreement with this right now. Come on, we're saying this as we decree, not just you. I'm in agreement with you, so I want to decree this over you. I want you to pull this into your spirit right now. I say these words over you in your house. I say we decree that our home, come on, say it with me, is filled with God's unsurpassable peace. The anointing, the atmosphere is saturated with tranquility. Come on, some of you need that right now. It's filled with serenity. And say this with me. We rely on the Lord's peace. Come on, you can't create your own peace. You need it from God. And it provides for us a sense of assurance in our minds, our emotions. And we declare we're relaxed, we're calm. We break the powers of agitation, mayhem, chaos, disarray in the name of Jesus. And we cast out any evil spirit that would bring disorder to the atmosphere. We declare, come on, declare it like you mean it, that those who dwell in our our home contribute to peace. We speak that every person who enters our home is enveloped in heavenly peace. And we say that our home is a place where guests feel God's supernatural rest upon them right now. Come on, take it. And it opens the way for miracles in their lives. We speak great peace upon our home in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How would you like the glory, the manifest presence, the goodness of God to saturate your entire home 24/7? Even the dog doesn't stand a chance. Would you proclaim
that? Yes, let's decree it together. Come on, ready for glory in the atmosphere. We decree that an atmosphere of God's glory floods our home. Yeah. We speak and we say that the presence of the Lord is everywhere. We call for the cloud of God's Shekinah glory to invade every room and crevice of our house. Whoa. We say that every person who enters in through our front door is affected by the glory of God because of the atmosphere of glory. We receive God's goodness, even like Moses, who saw God's goodness when he encountered the glory. We take our authority over any demonic interference that would squelch the atmosphere of glory. Come on now. We prophesy that in the glory we are changed, we're healed, we're delivered, and we submit ourselves to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish. And we thank you, Lord, that your glory permeates us. It permeates our house. And like Moses, we ask you, Lord, let us see your glory. We want to experience it in our home. Whoa. Hallelujah. Come on, take it. Just take it. In Jesus' name.
It's hard to believe. You have so many of these decrees. No fly zone. What does that mean?
This is a favorite. So, and this goes back to the children of Israel in Egypt. If you go to Exodus 8 and verse 22, God said a powerful word. He said, now this was the fourth plague. It wasn't until the fourth plague that God said this. We go from the blood, the frogs, the lice, to the flies. And at the time of the flies, God said, on that day, I'm going to send swarms of flies into the house of the Egyptians. But in verse 22, it says, but I will sever in that day my people in the land of Goshen. And this is what I always declare in our house. We live in a Goshen, a spiritual Goshen. God says, my people in the land of Goshen from those that are in Egypt, and no form or swarm of fly shall come into the house of my people. And God said that in verse 23, and I will put a division between my people. See, this is what's happening right now. God is putting a division. He is separating his people for his good purpose, and that the people that are on the outside looking in, this is why they're going to get saved. We got it so good on this side. So the no fly zone is no fly was allowed to come into the house of God's people. Flies represent demons. The Bible says that Satan is the Lord of the flies. Beelzebub, he is the Lord over the flies. So what we say in our church, this is how we pray, this is how we prophesy, that your house is a no-fly zone to every demon, every power of darkness. Nothing can fly in here because I'm separated from that. And let me just say this over you right here. Just receive this. No evil force, no plot, no plan, or work of the demonic spirits can access the premise of our house. Yes. We say, and I say over you, that the doors of our home are never entered by any entity that's in opposition to God. We break the power. Now, I got to say this right now. I'm decreeing this over you. We break the power of every spell, every incantation, every hex, every vex from any witch, warlock, or worker of divination in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, we prophesy that no plague, no pestilence, no accident, no tragedy, no calamity, no mischief, no mayhem is allowed to enter here in Jesus' name. All forces of darkness and evil must cease and desist from any maneuver, any operation being attempted against this household. Our house is protected by the blood of Jesus, and a divine hedge surrounds our property, and the angels of the Most High stand guard. We live in safety and peace. Our house is a no-fly zone to the devil. Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what, when you decree what God says, God causes it to be on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to decree that you are a child of God, that Jesus lives inside of you, your sins are totally forgiven, and that you are making Him Lord of your life, and you have intimacy with Him. Repeat out loud right now, out loud with me. Dear God, I'm a sinner, and I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away my sins, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, I ask you, Jesus, to live inside of me. Thank you that you're my Savior. Thank you that you're my Lord. Thank you that I have great intimacy with you. Thank you that I'm your sheep. I hear your voice. Amen. Brenda, pray whatever God's given you right now.
Yes. And right now, I just feel led to speak this over your life, that you come to a place where you're not dealing anymore with fear. And I want to stretch my hands toward you as you're watching, that fear is dispelled over your life, that anything that has been trying to make you afraid, and maybe it is family related, but maybe it's something out in the culture, things that are happening. There's not a lot of good news out there. If you look on the media or if you look on the TV screens, but if you just look at God's Word, there is good news, and I just want to break that fear over you right now. And I look at you and I say, don't be afraid. In fact, right now I want to decree that the angels that are there, that are in your house, come on, they're in your house. They're assigned to you. So I just decree that the angels of the Lord are surrounding you right now. Come on, you can sense them. I know you can. That they're around your home, they're around your family, and they're standing watch to ensure that you don't experience any tragedy or harm. In fact, Mama, quit worrying about how your children are going to turn out. Quit worrying and being up at night fretting. God's up. He's got them taken care of. He's in whatever city they're in. He's at the school with them. He's there. And I prophesy that you are under the charge, your family, the guard of the heavenly host. They are keeping your family secure. No member of your family can be harmed or injured. I put that out in the spirit right now, and I say there is a hedge of protection because of the angels, the host. I say, host, go and protect every family. And I say that the house, your perimeter, all your property, your possessions, everything you own cannot even be attacked by a thief, an attacker, a burglar, a plunderer. They can't access your dwelling because the angels are standing there with swords drawn. And my word to you today is, do not fear. All shall be well for you and for your family. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I'm here with Brenda Kuhneman, and Brenda is known really worldwide for the power of proclaiming God's promises. But we're coming into a new season today. It's the season of the Word and the glory coming together and getting the results that the Messiah promised us. And what you have decreed yesterday is ready to happen today. Brenda, you have written many books and done much teaching on this. Why a new book in this area? Why new CDs? I know it specializes in something that I know you're very, very important to you, and that is your family. If someone, somewhere in your family does not understand the power of decree, your family is at the mercy of the almost like non-believers, maybe even worse. If you understand the power of decrees, really get it, and start proclaiming that, you're in a total, as Brenda says, no-fly zone to the demons. Why the new book?
Well, I want to encourage you with this, because one of the most difficult things you'll ever do when you're under attack, when you feel like things aren't going right in your family, one of the most challenging things to do is to talk right, to speak right, to pray right, because we get emotional sometimes. And so here is what I want to encourage you with right now. in this season that we're in the earth, in life, the most important thing you can be doing is decreeing from your mouth the word of God, the power of God, letting your mouth speak the anointing over your family. Come on, it's where families, that's where we need it the most. It's in our own households and when it comes to the things that we face in everyday life. I want to say this to you. The Word of God talks about how important words are, but more than that, it talks about how we have creative power with our words. Come on, what do you need created in your family today? Do you need peace restored? Do you need the works of the enemy to be stopped in their tracks? If you need that, I want to teach you how to declare out of your mouth so that you can see the results you're looking for. Come on, this is the time for you to decree from your mouth, speak the things of God. Come on, you know what God's about? He's about household salvations. He wants whole families to be saved. This was Acts 16:31 that God wants you to be saved and your family as well. You know, I believe this is the time to decree that it'll come to pass for you in your life. Household salvations. This is what God is bringing over your life in the name of Jesus. So don't give up on whatever's going on in your family. Decree a thing. See it come to pass. See the Word of God work for you and see your family be saved. Come on, do you have unsaved loved ones, prodigals, people that are away from God? Well, your mouth is the key to their salvation. You're reining those people in by what you put in the atmosphere in this season. And I believe this with all my heart prophetically. We as the people of God are in a season when our creative words and declarations are more powerful than they've ever been. The prophetic word of the Lord is going forth. And so I want to encourage you with that. Don't give up. Don't let the devil come in and interrupt your prayers. Don't let the enemy come in and disrupt by the things that you say that are negative and contrary to God. No. This is what God is saying. This is the time to decree a thing and let it be established in your house and in your family. In Jesus' name.
Briefly, what is a decree?
And so when you decree something, know this, a decree is different than just words. We can have conversations, we can talk, and anyone can talk positively. We can say positive things about the weather. We can say positive things, but a decree is different. It's a command of force that the enemy cannot alter. When it is backed by Scripture, it is backed by Almighty God, it is backed by the Lord. When it is backed by God, the enemy, he might want to make you think he can disrupt your declaration, but that's not true. A decree is a spiritual order of restraint against the powers of darkness.
And tell me about the three audio CDs.
It's so important right now that you get this in your hearing. These audio CDs are going to teach you, first of all, that household salvations are truly the will of God. You think about Noah and his family. The Bible says that it was his family that was saved. It wasn't just about the ark or the animals. It was about 8 people that God wanted to save a family. God is about households. It talks about the house of the righteous. So I want to drop in your spirit this word about household salvations that God wants you saved and your family as well. You got to get this revelation down in you because some people just accept what is when it comes to family members that are away from God. You are the force that is drawing them in. And then I want to encourage you, many people do not have confidence in the answers to their prayers. They don't have confidence in their own prayers. And I want to make sure you get a hold of this important teaching called that there's no more interruptions to answer prayer. Come on, no more. Don't let the devil come in and shortchange your praying. Your prayers come to pass. Jesus said, when we ask, we receive. So I just declare that this teaching is going to help you learn how not to do the things that cause prayer to get interrupted. It's all going to change today.
Brenda, there are 65 different decrees. Tell us a few of the different ones and how the format of the book actually is.
Well, I wrote this book because, and first of all, I wrote it in the form or the person of we decree as opposed to I decree, because I want you to feel encouraged that there is somebody in agreement with you, that you're not just decreeing on your own. I'm decreeing it with you. Your prayer group's decreeing it with you. Those in your life are decreeing with you. You're decreeing with the angels of God. So it's we decree. And in each page, I wrote a declaration that you can speak over your life. There's subjects really important to people, like the glory and the atmosphere of our house. I talk about your house being a no-fly zone to the enemy. What does that mean? That means no power of darkness can enter my house, just like there was no fly in the plagues of Egypt that could enter the household of the children in Goshen, and the flies were only in Egypt. That means that the enemy can't fly upon your house. And then there's declarations in there about the breaking the power of strife in your family. And on each page, I give you a scripture that you can stand upon along with a word of encouragement just to touch your life. And I believe each and every page is going to saturate you with the anointing and give you something to say when the enemy tries to come against you that you can decree in the atmosphere. It changes things, I promise you.
It's time to defeat what the enemy's plan is for you, with you and your house and your finances and your health. It's time to defeat with your words, not agreeing. See, the Bible says if two or more agree touching any one thing, it'll happen. The devil wants you to agree with circumstances. God wants you to agree with his word. Who are you going to listen to? What comes out of your mouth tells me and the invisible world what you're listening to. It's time to defeat every single demonic force that has come against you and your house. Brand new book, Daily Decrees for Family Blessing and Breakthrough, and her exclusive 3-CD audio teaching package, which includes the 2-part message, No More Interruptions to Answered Prayer, and the brand new and exclusive message just designed for you, Your Household Shall Be Saved. I'm going to say that to you again. Your household shall be saved.